Father, we are just grateful for yet another day that you've given us to come together in prayer. We lift up your name, O God, and we magnify you, we glorify you, and we exalt you. We just thank you, O God, for allowing us to come, for allowing us to be here together. We just ask for your Spirit to lead and guide us. Let our hearts, our minds, and our spirits be in one accord. Bring us into divine alignment with the agenda that you had when you formed this hour, God, and you spoke it into existence before the worlds were even formed. You knew that we will be gathered here, O God, and we will be praying. There is an agenda and a specific assignment you laid out. But Father, as we come in prayer, we know that we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we come not in our own righteousness, O God, which is as filthy rags before you, but we come in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father, as you have made us kings and priests, O God, we come not by any other way, but we come by the way of the blood. And we say, O God, tonight, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication. Whatever, God, you need to move tonight, O God, we give you permission to move. Whatever you need to change, O God, tonight, we give you permission to change. Whatever you need to rearrange, O God, tonight, we give you permission to rearrange because you are God. Father, we acknowledge indeed the heavens are your throne and the earth is your footstool. You have dominion, authority, and power in this realm. Therefore, Father, we say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done, O God, here on earth as it is in heaven. The perfection that is in heaven, O God, may it be established here on earth, O God. The glory that is in heaven, O God, may it be established and manifested, O God, in the earth, O God, in this hour. The plans and the purposes you had for us, O God, before we were even formed in our mother's wombs, bring it now, O God, into manifestation. Contend with whatever stands in the way, O God, of your will being done in our lives. Father, our hearts that may be walking in disobedience, bring them, O God, into subjection, O God. We yield, O God, to your way. We yield, O God, to your will in the name of our Lord and Savior. Father, you said we must present ourselves, O God, our bodies as living sacrifices before you, O God, which is our reasonable service. Tonight, O God, we bring ourselves before you. We yield ourselves, O God, as living sacrifice. And we say, God, consume us, O God. Have your way in us and have your way through us, O God. If any nation you are looking for to have watchmen to pray over, give us permission, O God, to be able to cry over that nation that your spirit may move, lives may be changed, O God, destinies, O God, may be altered to come into divine alignment with the agenda that heaven has. But Father, before we enter into a place of depth and prayer, we want to pray for every man and every woman that's on the prayer line. We ask, O God, for an impartation of your spirit, for an increase in the measure of faith in their lives, for an increase in the level of expectation that heaven is going to move on their behalf, that heaven is going to release a word that is going to change the trajectory of their lives and bring them into a place of completeness, into a place of restoration, into a place of healing, into a place of peace, and into a place of strength. Your word says, O God, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall indeed abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We ask that, O God, tonight, as you are calling them to a deeper place in you, as you are calling them, O God, into the secret place, O God, may their hearts be willing to hearken, may their hearts be willing to walk in obedience in the leading of your spirit into that place where they can find peace, in that place where they can find refuge, O God, in that place where they can find strength. We declare that, God, they are blessed in their coming and they are blessed in their going, that, God, whatsoever they set their minds to do will not fail, but it will succeed. Whatsoever, O God, they let their hands do, we speak success over, God. We declare prosperity over every area of their lives, prosperity in joy, prosperity in wisdom, prosperity in knowledge, prosperity in understanding, prosperity in boldness and prosperity in strength. We remind them, O God, tonight that indeed you declared that your grace is sufficient, O God, for every season of life that they are going through. That God, you, they are not on their own. That your grace that you are releasing, O God, and declaring over them is not just unmerited favor, but God, it is the enabling power of God to be able to endure every fiery trial of the enemy, to be able to endure every circumstance, every situation, every storm that they are able to find themselves on the other side. I pray that God, wherever they are reminded that indeed your grace is sufficient, O God. Your grace is sufficient. Well, when they find themselves in the valley season, may they be reminded, O God, that your grace is sufficient. Oh, I declare that God, tonight there is a remembrance that's coming to them, O God, that indeed you said by Malachi in the 3rd chapter and the 6th verse, you said, "For I am God and I change not." I declare that God, they are being reminded that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That God, you were Jehovah Jireh in the days of Abraham when you revealed yourself to him in that way. You are still Jehovah Jireh in this season of life, even in the days to come. Therefore, whatever need they have, God, you are the provider. And in you, God, there is no insufficiency. In you, O God, there is no lack, O God. Therefore, we declare that you are able to meet every need. You are able to release every provision that they need. It may be in the midst of abundance, you will bring provision. In the midst of lack, O God, you will bring provision. I pray that God, they walk in that revelation, even in the days when there is no food on the table, they will believe, but God, you supply. Even when they are walking in abundance, they will not forget that it is you, O God, that has brought provision into their hands. And Father, we declare that indeed you are still the healer. You are the God who said, O God, healing is in your wings. And you said, O God, healing is indeed the children's bread. Father, you are still the healer. They may be having an affliction in their body, a sickness, O God. You are still the healer. You have not changed, O God. And your word says, by the stripes on the back of our Savior, we were healed, O God. We declare that there will be a manifestation of the healing that they need. Your word says, O God, there is no name in heaven or earth, nor underneath, O God, that is above the name of our Lord and Savior. Therefore, we declare that, God, any sickness that is in their body, any disease that is in their body, O God, will bow down to the name of Jesus. Every pain in their body, it will bow down to the name of Jesus. Therefore, Father, right now we command healing to go forth in their bodies, O God. Wherever there is an infirmity, we command it to leave in the name of Jesus. To the muscles in their body, we command normal and proper function in the name of Jesus. To their bones that are in pain, we command that pain to leave. We declare that it has no authority to bring any discomfort in their bodies, O God. We thank you and we praise you. Father, if there be any blood issue, blood pressure, high blood sugar, God, we command it now in the name of Jesus to come back to its normal function, to the divine perfection that it was created in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, that you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are never changing. And that, God, you are the one who clothed himself in the garments of war and war on their behalf, O God, against their adversary. And you are still their shield, O God. You are still their fortress. You are still their refuge. You are still their strong tower. Therefore, Father, we declare that whatever arrow the enemy is sending their way, it will not find behind the mark because you are the one who is shielding and protecting them, O God. Every word that has been spoken against them, O God, you say it in judgment, we shall condemn. We declare that, God, any word spoken over their lives from the kingdom of darkness or the workers of the kingdom of darkness has no authority over their lives. Every curse, O God, spoken against them, O God, we command it now to fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. And God, words spoken by generations before, prophesying things that are illegal in their bloodline, in their season of life, we command those words to fall to the ground. For no other voice, O God, has authority to speak over them but the voice of the living God. Father, you said, O God, when your Son declared in John 10:10, he came to give us life and life more abundantly, not death, no destruction, O God, no any condemnation, O God. Therefore, we declare that where the enemy has spoken death, there is going to be life. When the enemy has spoken pain, there is going to be healing. Where he has spoken destruction, God, there is going to be restoration. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, where in their life death has desired to reign, we speak life now in the name of Jesus. And God, every broken wall, every breached wall that the enemy has been using to enter in, we declare by the authority of the blood of Jesus that that wall is being restored, the breached wall is being repaired by the glory and the power of our God in heaven. We thank you, God, and we praise you. Where the enemy has said they will walk in darkness and confined in those places, we command the light of God to shine. We command ignorance to be removed from their life, that the grace, the wisdom, and the knowledge of God will shine forth upon them, O God. We declare your word, said you are going to make them the head and not the tail. You said you shall set them above and not beneath. We declare that, God, where they are existing beneath the privilege that you have set aside for them, O God, there will be an uplifting. They will be raised up, O God, to live at the place and the position that you have ordained for them, O God, for your praise and for your glory. And Father, where their hearts have been darkened because of injustice, we declare that the light of God is going to come. Where they feel pains of rejection, we declare that healing is going to come because they have been accepted, O God, into the beloved by the God of heaven. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Where they have been let down by authority figures, O God, and there is an inclination to distrust authority, we declare that there is healing and restoration that is taking place because proper authority is coming in the name of Jesus, O God. Some have suffered abuses, O God, from their fathers. We declare that there is a Father in heaven who is indeed a good, good Father who is going to bring healing and restoration. We thank you, O God, that disappointments you are healing, O God, for your praise and for your glory. But God, in their hopelessness, O God, the enemy has desired to reign. But now we declare that the hope of glory, Christ, the hope of glory, is now dwelling and abiding in their hearts, O God. Therefore, hope abounds in their lives for your praise and for your glory. Where the enemy has desired, O God, to bring depression, we declare that it is being lifted right now in the name of Jesus, O God. Where they feel lonely and they feel they are on their own, remind them, O God, that you said you will never leave them nor forsake them, O God, that you are with them through the journey of life that they are taking, that, God, you're not only there to stand beside them, O God, but you are warring on their their behalf as you walk with them, O God, through the journey. We are reminded, O God, of the words that the prophet David declared, Abin, that I, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That God, you are not afraid of death to leave us in the valley of death. You are going to walk with us through the journey. And Father, you are not afraid of the storms of life, that you are going to walk with us in the midst of the storm. You are going to preserve us in the midst of the storm. As David again declared, O God, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. That means, God, you are not afraid of our enemies, O God, as you did in that day, O God, when the Assyrians surrounded Elisha and his servant, O God. You sent angelic hosts, for you are the God of the angel armies, O God. And the servant had to exclaim when his eyes were opened, that many are with us than those who are against us. We declare that, O God, whatever season of life we find ourselves in, we are in the majority, because the God of angel armies is with us. We thank you, O God, for the angels you have set out as ministers unto the heirs of salvation, that they are going to and fro in the earth in this hour, warring and doing the Lord's bidding on our behalf. O God, we thank you and we praise you, O God, as they are going to the north, the east, the west, and the south to gather what must be released in our lives. We thank you for the angelic messengers, O God, that are being sent from the throne of heaven to release the judgment and the decree, to make them known to us as heaven has judged, O God. We thank you and we praise you. And Father, we know that the judgments you are making in the courts of heaven, O God, are going to be in our favor, because we are the children of light. And Father, we know that there is an advocate for us in the courts of heaven, an advocate, O God, who has paid the price for us, O God, to be redeemed. The high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ himself, O God. It is in him that we have victory. It is in him, O God, that we are indeed sitting in heavenly places, O God. Above, you said, above all principalities, above all powers, above all rulers, O God. It is from this place, O God, that we rule, O God. It is from this place, O God, that we judge tonight, where we say the devil has no power, he has no authority over our life. O God, he has no right to direct how our life will go, for we bring ourselves, O God, to the obedience and the subjection of the throne of grace, O God. We thank you, O God, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, O God, to make our petitions and our requests known, O God, because there is blood on the altar, there is blood on the mercy seat, O God, and that blood, O God, allows us to come, because it does not speak death and destruction, but that blood speaks life, that blood speaks healing, that blood speaks restoration, that blood speaks cleansing, O God. If we come by the way of that blood and we make an announcement, O God, in the earth, and we say, hear, O ye earth and the heavens, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and our debts have been paid for in full by that blood. We have been purchased, O God, from the curse of death and from the subjection and the authority of the ruler of this age. And we declare that we are under the authority of the kingdom of God. We are ambassadors, O God. Therefore, our provision is not coming from the earth, but it is coming from the mother country that has sent us, O God. It is coming from the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, God, tonight we appropriate every provision that has been made for us, O God, by the kingdom of God into our lives. We appropriate healing. We appropriate provision. We appropriate wisdom. We appropriate knowledge. We appropriate understanding, O God, upon our lives. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Indeed, God, your position as the shepherd has not changed. You are the good shepherd, O God, and our position as the sheep of your pasture has not changed, O God. We are indeed the planting of the Lord, and we are planted by the rivers of living water. Our leaves will not wither, that God, in our season we shall bring forth fruit, O God, much fruit, O God. We will not be barren. Therefore, we declare, O God, tonight in the name of Jesus, any area of our lives where there has been barrenness, we declare that there is going to be bountifulness. There is going to be fruitfulness, O God. For God, by your power, by your spirit, O God, you have moved us, O God, from the outer court, O God, into the most holy place where we are able to produce, O God, not by might nor by power, but by the spirit, O God. We declare that tonight, O God, we operate from this day forward. We operate not in carnal wisdom, but we operate in the wisdom of the Most High God. We declare that we operate not in the ways of the flesh, but we operate in the ways of our God. We operate in the ways of our God. Your word says, O God, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. We declare that we are not being led by our own flesh nor our own soulish nature, but we are being led by the Spirit of God. And therefore, God, we are as recipients, O God, of everything that is in the kingdom. Your word says your kingdom, O God, is joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Therefore, Father, we declare that we have joy because we have the Holy Ghost. We have peace because we have the Holy Ghost, O God, for your glory and for your glory alone. And Father, we declare that our joy is not based on the material things that we possess, but our joy, oh God, our joy stems from the fact that we are the children of the Most High God, and our Father provides for us. Our Father fights for us. Our Father prevails for us in the name that is above any other name. Tonight, oh God, we declare, because we are the children of the Most High God, chains are breaking off our lives because of that name, Jesus. Chains are breaking off the work of our hands. Limitations are being broken in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, that we are able to walk, to cover every area, every distance. You have given us authority to walk over. The works of our hands will not be hindered, O God, for you are the one who has chosen to rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. The increase of our yields, O God, will not fail, because you are the one who has prospered us, O God. Your word says, O God, it will not return to you void, but it will accomplish everything you have sent it out to accomplish, O God. Therefore, we declare, O God, the word you have spoken over us, O God, that we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That word, O God, will not return to you void, but that word is going to accomplish everything you have sent to accomplish in our lives, O God. We thank you and we praise you for your glory and for your glory alone. We declare and we decree, O God, that our works are not in vain, because they are not the works of the flesh, but they are the works of the Spirit, your Spirit working in us, O God. We thank you, O God, for the divine destiny that has been laid out for us, O God. That the destiny, O God, will be fulfilled. That destiny, O God, will be made manifest, O God. For you have made provision, O God, that we are going to become exactly what you've ordained for us to become. Nothing will stand in the way. No hindrance, O God, no spirit, O God, no principality, no power shall be able to stand in the way. Because if God be for us, then who can be against us? If God is with us, we have victory, O God. Therefore, we declare that we shall prevail. Somebody say hallelujah. You shall prevail. because God is with you. Hallelujah. His word declares that those who know their God shall do great exploits. I declare that you are going to be able to do great exploits in this season because you know your God, and the knowledge of your God has not come to you because of men. Hallelujah. I hear him asking Peter, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And Peter says, some say you are Elias, some say you are Jeremiah. But he said to Peter, but who do you say that I am? And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus made this exclamation to him, Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. So I'm saying there is going to be a higher level of revelation that you are going to walk in, a higher level of wisdom that has not been attained by your flesh because of your own skill, but that which has been revealed by the Spirit of the living God. And whatever the Spirit of the living God reveals, the Bible says he is the one who knows the mind and the will of God, and he will not speak of his own, but he will speak that which is in the heart and the mind of God, that which God and heaven has sanctioned to be revealed to you. Oh, Kabasandar. And his word, God declares, he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. And he makes this double emphasis, my thoughts are higher than yours, and my ways are higher than yours. Not only yours, his ways of God are higher than the ways of the kingdom of darkness. His thoughts are higher than the thoughts of the kingdom of darkness. Therefore, you are going to be operating at a higher level of intelligence. Anybody here? A higher level of intelligence, which means you are going to excel in areas of your life because God is walking with you because of wisdom, because of knowledge. Ah, Rabbah, he says the hidden things that were hidden there being revealed to us now in this season. Things that were confounding generations because they longed to see, but they were hidden for us as an inheritance, and God is beginning to reveal. And I pray that you are going to catch the revelation that God is with you. You are going to catch the revelation that if you follow the ways of God, you are going to prevail, you are going to succeed. And I want somebody here to understand tonight, your God hears, your God sees, your God answers, your God has authority, your God has power. He said by the prophet Zechariah, he said, tell them not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. That means God has got several things at his disposal that he can use to impose his will and authority in the earth, or any area of your life that there is no conformity and alignment to his will. God can use power. God can send angels. God can send might. God can send his Spirit. And God can just release his word. I pray that right now the word of God is penetrating your heart. The word of God is depositing a measure of faith in you. That the word of God being released by the Spirit, the revelation that the Spirit is releasing, is giving you a measure of faith. That you are going to be pleasing to God. You are going to believe God for what he has said. You are going to have the strength and the boldness to act on what God has revealed. And as you begin to walk and act out what God has revealed, those are going to be acts of faith that are going to showcase your faith and your belief in God. And what you are believing God for is going to be made manifest, because the faith you have attained will give you title, rights, and deeds for what God is about to release. The healing you've been asking God for, God is about to release. The breakthrough you've been asking God for, God God is about to release the provision you've been asking God for. God is about to release open doors you've been asking God for. God is about to release what has been held bound for years. God is about to bring into your life. Oh, Sharabanda, there is about to be a release of acceleration in your life. You are going to be able to do much, much more than what you were able to do. It's going to take you a short time because God is releasing acceleration. That means whoever is going to come against you, God is going to contend with, because they're coming against the plans and the will of God over your life because you believe. Oh, Rabasanda, God, when God spoke to the prophet, he showed him an almond tree and he said, "What do you see?" He says, "I see a tree." And the Lord says, "You see rightly." And the Lord said, "This is my word. I will hasten to perform." I'm telling you, God is about to perform his word in your life. Oh, Shakarabanda, because you have chosen to believe the word that God has spoken over you. It is like you are in the position of Mary, where you are saying, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." And God is about to perform his word in your life. Things are about to change. I speak to your situation, change. I speak to your situation, transform. I speak to the matter you have been dealing with, the end has come in the name of Jesus, because God is about to perform his word over your life. The anointing you have been asking God for is about to be released in your life. Oh, shut up. The mantle you have been praying for, God is about to clothe you with that mantle. It's about to come. It's about to come. It's about to come. It's about to come. Rabasanda, you have been asking God, "When is my moment? When is my season?" And the heavens are declaring, "This is your season. This is your moment. This is your day. You are going to walk in the power and the enlightenment of God in your life." Oh, Sharabasanda, some things are breaking off your life. Some things are just falling off your life because they cannot withstand the light and the glory that God is about to reveal in you. Rabasanda, Boko Sharabanda, you have been confessing that all things work together for the good for them that love the Lord, and they are the ones that are called according to the purpose and the plans of God. You have been confessing that word. You are about to walk in the manifestation. You are about to walk in the reality of that word. You are going to see the goodness of God. You are going to see the provision of God, because God is about, I declare a season of manifestation in your life. I declare a season of manifestation in your life. Things you were dreaming about are about to become a reality. Things you were prophesying, God is about to bring into reality now. You are about to walk in the blessing. You are about to walk in the provision. You are about to walk in the healing. You are about to walk in the resurrection. You are about to walk. God is about to rebuild things that were broken. Things that were broken. Broken homes. God is about to rebuild. The prodigal sons and daughters you have been crying for, they are about to come home. They are finding their senses. Because God, so says, you are going to walk in the manifestation of what you have believed, the manifestation of what you have confessed. Where you have chosen to plant your feet, you have planted your feet upon the rock, upon the word. That word is about to perform a wonder. I declare an outbreak of miracles in your life, an outbreak of breakthrough, supernatural encounters, divine interventions in areas of your life. Oh, Sharaba, Rebeko, oh, Sharabanda, a tangible manifestation of the favor of God in your life. Oh, Shabada, Karaba, Sande, Boko Rabashan, you will not just be declaring that I am favored, but there is going to be a manifestation of that favor. Men are going to do what they normally wouldn't do because the favor of God is going to be resting upon your life. Oh, Shar, I declare opportunities of elevation, opportunities of enlargement. Asada Bandu, There is somebody on this line here who has been praying the prayer of Jabez and you have long forgotten, but God is saying, I'm about to enlarge your territory. I am about to enlarge. I am about to enlarge your territory. It's about to change. It's about to change. Get ready for the enlargement. Get ready for the increase. It's about to change. And there is somebody here. All you have been dealing with is shame and guilt. And God is about to take away the shame. He's about to take away the guilt. He's about to give you double for your trouble. Shabaran, double joy for your pain. Rebe kowo shere kiaba rabandorosa bakeri a rabasande rebe kombroso kobo she reka rabadanda. Your prayers are going boshe, are going to prevail. His word says, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Your prayers are going to avail. 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 I declare it again, your prayers are going to avail. Oh, Shabandere, Robo Kobo Shede, Brandazege, Rabakadandere, Boko Shoka Barandere, Rebe Kumbrunda, Basere Kiabandere, Andere, Robo Sharambande. They said you were crazy when you were crying on the floor. They said you were crazy, oh, Bosharabandere, but your craziness is about to bring crazy provision. Dakabasa, Robo Kobo Sharabandere. About a crazy breakthroughs, Rebe Kobo She, Dazego Borumbre, Kadaraba, Sharandre, Karabase. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. It's a Kataso, Makada Bazoko Boshed, Rabandere Kobo Shigia, Darabandere, Robonda Rabaseke, Karabandere, Radia Koboshe, Rabakadado Kosho Kobo Kobodana. It's about to happen in your Vashere, Robombre, Kadandere Kobo Sharabandre, Rande Karaba, Rebandere Kobo. In the name of Jesus, your financial situation is about to change. It's changing. It's changing for the better. It's changing for the better. It's changing for the better. I speak uncommon breakthroughs. Checks in the mail. Inheritance is being given back to you. Whatever was being was stolen, being restored to you. Done. All I have to tell you, remember, 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 Ephesians 3:20. He does exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. God is about to pray. He's about to bless you in ways you never imagined. You shall. He's going to be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Listen, I hear the Holy Spirit declaring, he says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy. There is about to be a release of joy in your life. Joy in your life. I remember that song, I've got the joy of the Lord down deep in my heart. The joy of Aramadara. You are going to find strength from Badabosho Koboshe, Rabaka Dabarado, Koboshe, Yabara, Pregeriando Roboso, Roboko, Sharabandri, Rabatekia, Rabat. Can I just tell somebody here? There is efficiency and sufficiency in God. There is efficiency and sufficiency in God. There is efficiency and sufficiency in God. God is efficient in everything that He does, and God has sufficiency in everything. When God gives you peace, He's not giving you peace from a place of poverty. Anybody hearing? When God gives you strength and God gives you joy, He's not giving you those things from a place of bankruptcy. Anybody hearing me? When I speak of bankruptcy, I'm speaking about the bankruptcy of heaven. Heaven has never declared bankruptcy. Anybody hearing me? To say there is no longer victory. They're saying there is no longer strength. Heaven has never declared a bankruptcy. And what God is releasing in your life is being released from a place of abundance. from a place of abundance. That means God is not going to give you just the scraps of the bottom. Anybody hearing me? God is going to give you the best. 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 And I just feel like I need to declare this. I don't know who I'm speaking to right now. This year you're going to get married. You've been waiting for too long. You've been waiting for so long. This year, you are going to get married. And all I can just, I hope you've written your vows already. I don't know who you are, but it's going to happen this year. It's going to get happen. I thank you, God, for that marriage. I thank you, God, for that new home. I thank you. I thank you, God, for how you're going to bless. I thank you, God, for how you're going to feel. I thank you for the release of wisdom, for the release of understanding over that household. I thank you. I bless you, oh God, for what you've already done. And many are going to be confounded because they thought it was never going to happen. Some were cursing you and saying it's never going to happen, but God is about to change it. It's turning it around. They've been asking, where is your God? Where is your God? You have been believing. He's about to show up and show out and let you know that he has been watching over you, preserving you. Father, I speak promotions into the atmosphere, promotions in the sons, in their sons' lives, in their daughters' lives, even in their homes, promotions, oh God, increase their jobs. And I speak the strength, the faith, and the healing of God in your life right now. In the name of Jesus. And there are some wars you've been fighting. Wars you've been fighting. Tonight I sound the trumpet. I sound the alarm. The war is over. Victory is at hand. All I can tell you is God has prevailed. I want to tell somebody here, the enemy has rolled out a scroll and the scroll says defeated, but God is overriding and God is saying victorious. Anybody hearing? And because of the war that you have been the war that you have been engaged in, you have been having sleepless nights. That has been a beginning to affect your health. But I declare and I decree tonight that you are going to be sleeping soundly. Knowing that the battle is over. Can I just tell somebody here? You have to understand that David was anointed to be king, but he had to go through a season of war where he had to be running from one place to another because Saul wanted to kill David. But the season of running came to an end, and David, the Bible says, and God gave David peace. The season of war in your life, this phase is over. And the enemy is not going to have his way because God is going, has already prevailed. The thing that the agenda that your adversary has laid out, God is turning it around in the name of Jesus. All I can tell you is this. The enemy was about to throw a party to celebrate your demise. But God is writing a new chapter to your story. God is writing a new chapter to your story. You are an overcomer. Listen, The chapter that God is writing about your story is the chapter of the testimony. Is the chapter of the testimony. Because you seldomly write a testimony in the midst of the test. You write a testimony after the test. So when I say God's about to write the chapter of the testimony, you are about to testify. Oh, see, you are about to testify of how God made a way where there was no way. You are about to testify when God brought life when the enemy had said there was going to be death. Anybody hearing me? Ah, saboku shabarandara. When the enemy was saying, you will never have another peaceful night. And God is saying, listen, I am the God of life. Seasons and times are in my hands. They operate according to my judgments and my commands. And I want to tell somebody here, well, I can tell you, the season you have been in, or season of warfare, has been like the night season. And God makes it clear when he said, weeping may endure for a night. Listen, I hope you see what the specific word being used there. Weeping may endure, which means it has been given permission for a season. But it says, it didn't say joy may come, it said joy comes in the morning. Now watch this, and I'm almost done. Watch this. The morning, I've spoken about it before, the morning season is not according to the natural progression of time. Anybody hearing me? The night season can only endure until God shows up. Because when God shows up in your night season, it becomes a morning. Okay, let me show you. In the book of Acts, Peter found himself in prison. Prayer was going forth in the city for him. God showed up. The night season became morning because the prison doors opened at their own accord. Anybody hearing? Let me give you another example. The Bible says in the midnight hour, Paul and Silas, when God showed up, the chains broke off them at their own accord. Because when God shows up, night has no choice but to give way to the morning. So your home right now, the situation in your home right now may be like night season. But the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning, is stepping in. As soon as God steps in, night is over. Now, watch this now. The Word of God says, you and I, we walk by faith and not by sight. So I don't have to wait for the morning to come to know that morning is coming. I just believe that as long as God is sitting on the throne and I am one of his own, morning is at hand. The daylight is at hand. So I walk in my night season with an expectation. And that expectation causes me to rejoice. Because, can I just say this? Let me say this. God, the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. I want to say it again. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Here's the thing. God is not afraid. God is not fearful of anything. Okay. See, because if God was afraid of night, he would leave you on your own during the night. But if he is going to leave you during the night, then he becomes a liar, because he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So the enemy can say, I got you now because you are on your own. But you have the revelational insight to know that your God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It may be night, but the God of light is with me. Let me just say one more thing here. See, God is not afraid of spiritual warfare. I already told you, David says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So God can just be going about his own business in the midst of war, because he's not afraid. Watch this. I'm almost done. The Bible says our adversary has already been kicked out of heaven. He already lost the battle. Jesus makes this declaration. All power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Watch this. The word power, exousia, the word power, dunamis, that word power speaks about only the ability to be able to enforce. But Jesus said that word, even the authority, the legal right to exercise power, has been given to me. That means the devil has no power over him. Watch this. Anybody hearing me tonight? Watch this. When Christ was walking on the earth, there was but only one thing that the devil had hanging over his head. Anybody hearing me? He was saying, the ultimate tool that I have is to kill you and put you in the grave. When Christ was alive, before he was hung on the cross, he went to the grave. Anybody hearing me? Oh, God. He went to the grave and said, Lazarus, come forth. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Why is that significant? Because the grave had no power. It had to yield to his command. So Lazarus came forth. Then Jesus, when he was hung on the cross, he died. On the third day, the grave could not contain him. Death could not. He walked out with the key to death, hell, and the grave. The three things that the enemy has had over man. So he's saying, all power in heaven and in earth, death, hell, and the grave, they've been given to him. So what can the enemy hang over you when Christ has it all? I can boldly declare here tonight, if God has not sanctioned for your dream to die, your dream will not die. All right. But you see, sometimes, even though heaven has sanctioned for your dream not to die, your dream will die. But heaven has resurrection power. So there is no way that your dream will not remain unfulfilled, because if it's dead, it can be resurrected. Therefore, I just want to say tonight, your dreams are not dead. I speak resurrection over them right now. Your hopes are not dead. I speak resurrection over them right now in the name of Jesus. The visions you have had for your life are not dead. I speak life and resurrection over them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came to give you life and life more abundantly. In your coming and in your going, you will go and faithfully. Oh God. Is with you. Your God is with you. Hallelujah. I thank you, O God, for your goodness. I thank you, O God, for your grace. I thank you, O God, for your mercy. I thank you, God, for the work you are doing in the lives of the people that are here tonight. You have shown yourself to be the faithful God that you are, and you will always remain faithful until the end. Yes, O God, you are the one who completes the work that you have begun. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me just say this final thing I feel in my spirit. The final thing I feel. Everything that concerns you, we cover it by the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns you right now, I cover it by the blood of Jesus. Whatever it is, covered by the blood of Jesus. The significance of it being covered by the blood of Jesus is that when death and destruction come, there has to be a Passover. Your sons and your daughters are covered wherever they are in the name of Jesus because they are covered by the blood. Here's the thing. They may not be walking with God right now. They are covered because you are standing in the gap and you are covering them by the blood of Jesus. The power of spiritual coverings in the name of Jesus. So I want to say, God, bless them in their coming and their going. Bless the works of their hands. Prosper them in mighty ways because you are God. Many streams of revenue being opened over them, O God. Your hand upon their lives all the days of their lives. I thank you for them. I thank you for what they stand for. I thank you for their homes that you continually bless. You are indeed an awesome God in everything and every way. Father, all this we pray. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer, Jesus Christ, the son of David. Amen, amen, and amen.